Everspin by Leanne Tennant. Good morning. It's tea on 2SER. I'm joining on the phone this morning. As a growing number of people are being asked to work from home amid the COVID-19 outbreak, managers need to consider what measurements and policies they will put in place to ensure the continuity of the business and to support staff at the same time. We are joined by Professor Yvette Blount, a professor in the Department of Accounting and Corporate Governance at Macquarie University. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, as I meant to ask before, you are working at home. How's it going for you?
Yes, I am. Well, I often work from home anyway, so I've got a pretty good setup. I have my own office, so I have the technology works okay for me. So, and the type of job that I do, it's okay a lot of the time for me to work from home. But it's not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. That's it. That's what my heart goes out to those people that haven't got that option. But from the research you've seen, what do employees report to be the upsides and downsides to working remotely?
Well, the upsides, of course, are the very first thing is it gives you a lot more flexibility and work-life balance. So if you've got children and you've got to get them to school and you've got other caring responsibilities, those sorts of things, it helps with commuting. So not having that commute in the morning, in the afternoon, that can help quite a lot.
Yeah. I'd do anything to avoid that.
Well, some people would. Yeah. But interestingly, a lot of people don't mind it because what they like is they like that separation from work and home. Mm. So when they walk out that front door and they get on the train or the bus or get in the car, that's a separation.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I can get a fair bit of work done on trains. I just find buses a little less successful.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. So that can be a bit of a problem. But one of the things I think from a management perspective is that the directive just to work from home, take your laptop, work from home, is you have to understand that not everybody is in a situation where that's easy for them to do that.
Yeah. So other than having a working remotely policy, what should managers be doing to ensure successful working from home arrangements?
Well, the very first thing they need to do is make sure that they've got a very good policy on communication. So when are employees expected to be available? When are they? Because they still have to work in a team environment. Most people work in a team, and what they have to do is they have to provide a service to a customer. So that availability. So when is the employee meant to be available? When is the how is productivity going to be measured? If I'm not available, I need to make sure I communicate that. So I need to drop off the kids at school at this time. I'm not available at this time because I have an appointment, those sorts of things. Because that can be very frustrating in a team environment when you need somebody and somebody's not available for whatever reason, they're not logged in, those sorts of things.
I've been there.
So it's frustrating though, isn't it?
It is. Like, where are you? And you could be anywhere. Although I have also, on the flip side, been that person, so I appreciate it.
I know.
It's very hard not to get distracted at home. Is that something that people talked about in your research?
Yes, it is. But some people are better at time management than others. Yeah. But it's the same at work. So if you're at work, you see that people are getting distracted as well. So people can be distracted with social media and all sorts of things and looking at news sites and doing all those sorts of things at work. So you can be distracted at work just as much as you can be distracted at home. But at home, particularly for women, I think, more than men, you know, we've got washing to do, maybe shopping to do, cooking to do, kids that need to be looked after, dogs that need to be walked, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So now that we're sort of, people are sort of starting to set themselves up as a working from home sort of system now, what do you think this is something that's likely to continue once we go back to, once this all passes or?
Well, I think there's an opportunity. There's definitely an opportunity for us to take a step back from a management perspective and say, well, okay then, how can I make this work for my employees, for the team? Because some teams, I don't know if you're aware of this, but what happened over the last few years is a lot of organisations that had a working from home policy actually changed it and brought their employees back into the office. So IBM, Bank of America, Yahoo was an early one back in 2013, and they all had very good work from home policies, and a lot of those organisations said, you know, you're coming back to the office, you're coming back to where you're in a situation where you've got physical proximity, because we need that collaboration, we need that coordination, we need that ability to increase our productivity as a group, as a team.
Yeah, so currently and where I work, we have a 1 day a week at home working at home possibly. Yeah. Is that sort of a good balance? Or
absolutely. Yeah. The research shows this. The research shows that you need that balance. So you need some, because at the end of the day, we're social beings, right? Yeah. People like to be together, and we can't, if there are certain things that we can work at in a siloed way. So if you've got, so in my job, if I've got some research to do or I need to mark assignments, those sorts of things, I can do those from home. I don't need interaction with anyone else. In fact, being in my office at work can be a distraction. But if I'm in my office at work, then people are dropping by and having a conversation about all sorts of things. All that water cooler talk is really missed unless you're physically located together.
Agreed. Yeah, it is sometimes hard to get things done when you're unable to communicate initially too. And sometimes an email could just be a quick question as well. So I agree with that one. So what sort of, just to finish up here, what sort of words of wisdom do you have for people who are finding the transition to remote work difficult, and employees and managers as well?
I would say the most important thing that we all have to think about here is this is temporary. This is not forever. This is temporary. So everything that we're doing right now is something that we're going to be, that we all have to deal with in the best way possible. But it's also an excellent opportunity to take a step back and say, well, okay, how can we manage this in the future? So maybe what we can do is we can have an environment where we can have people working 2 days a week from home and 3 days a week in the office. How do we make sure that we build that team environment and make sure that people don't feel socially isolated and part of the organisation? How do we do that? So it's also an opportunity. It's a good time to think about that. But also at the back of your mind, how am I going to transition people back from this environment right now back into the office?
Also, good internet's pretty helpful too, isn't it?
Well, yes, but a lot of people don't have that either. This assumption.
Yeah.
There's so many assumptions that we make that people can just pick up their laptop, go home, and the internet works, that they've got an environment that's okay to work from home, that they like working from home. But all of those issues around social isolation and feeling lonely are really are very real, particularly in this environment. So managers have to think about, well, how can I... So understanding each individual employee's circumstance is really important in that situation, to make sure that they're checking in with people and making sure they're okay.
Very, very good advice there. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Yvette. It's lovely
speaking
to you.
Okay, good to talk. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye.